بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Mentioned in Arabic, إِذَا تَكَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ. When a person, something is repeated, it becomes firmly embedded, inshallah. And the person is making the takrar is more beneficial for him, inshallah. Ayat al-Karima, as I mentioned, Allah Ta'ala mentions Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَعْثَ بَعْضٍ. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned under this verse, Allah Ta'ala mentions three punishments. Allah Ta'ala mentions فوقكم, that from above you, ومن تحت أرجلكم, beneath you. And the third one, where Allah Ta'ala caused people to become factions, groups, and different parties, and they mete out all types of tyranny, punishment to one another. So he explains the adab that we understand from above, like Abraha were destroyed by means of the bird, the people of Ad were destroyed by the fierce wind, and likewise the people of Nuh a.s. were destroyed by the flood, by the rain, and many, many azab is mentioned. Similarly, with regards to the punishment that came from beneath, we see the qawm of Shu'ib a.s. were destroyed by an earthquake. The people of Nuh alayhi salam also, they were destroyed from beneath by the drowning. And also the Fir'aun, he was drowned in the sea. And also we'll find Qarun, Allah Ta'ala caused him for the earth to open and cause him to sink. Then he mentions a very, very beautiful point. Allah Ta'ala mentions min fawqikum wa min tahti arjulikum. Fawqikum also means those people who have authority over you. The government, the people in charge, the people in authority, they can mete out all types of injustice, all types of wrongs, and cause harm to the people, the civilians, the population. And beneath you also, it can mean the subordinates, your servants, your children, those working for you. Imam Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi has mentioned, whenever I committed a guna, a sin, then I saw the ill effects of it in my servant. He used to rebel against me. Or my conveyance, that conveyance is to rebel against me. And the third aspect, which is very, very important, where Allah Ta'ala mentions, that Allah Ta'ala causes shia, that different groups to crop up, different parties, different factions to come about, and different factions, groups, parties that have their supporters as well, and they will fight one another, and this will cause harm to the people. And also in our country we see it, the xenophobia that is taking place, the riots that are taking place, the service delivery, the protests that are taking place, the looting, the crime, the murder, all this is come under the purview of the ayah of the Quran al-Kareem. So we are coming now to a very important time, the election. Everyone is worried what is going to happen, change of government, who is going to come in charge, are they going to be lenient towards us, etc. So as the Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned very extensively in his kitab I'tidal, very beautifully he has explained, and he starts off with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the hadith starts off and Allah Ta'ala says, Ana Allah, that I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have full authority. La ilaha, there is no ma'bud, there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ana malikul mulk, I am the master of all sovereignties. وَمَلِكُ الْمُلُوكُ, I am the king of all kings. Thereafter the hadith continues, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ قُلُوبَ الْمُلُوكُ, that the hearts of all the kings, in our times, the presidents, the governments, are in my control. And when my servants, إِذَا أَطَاؤُونِ, when they obey me, they fulfill the rights of حُقُوقُ اللَّهِ, حُقُوقُ الْإِبَادِ, and they fulfill the rights of Sharia, etc. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala says, حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَهُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالرَّأْفَةِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ, I turn the hearts of these kings towards the population, the civilians of the country, and they treat them very kindly and treat them with mercy. But on the other hand, on the same token, وَإِنَّ الْإِبَادِ إِذَا عَصَوْنِ, when my ibad disobey me, get involved all types of gunas, when they fail to fulfill the rights of Allah and the fellow human beings, the rights of the creation. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions, then حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَهُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالسَّخْتَةِ وَالنِّقْمَةِ. Then I caused their hearts to turn to them, against them with anger, with vengeance, with all types of tyranny. فَسَامُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. And they caused all types of bloodshed to take place. So thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, at that time, لَا تَشْغَلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ. Don't curse the kings. Don't curse the president. And now blame this political party and that political party. And say, what's going to happen? So Ya Allah Ta'ala is saying, at that time, then, وَلَكِنْ اِشْغَلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالذِّكْرِ وَالتَّضَرُّي. Allah Ta'ala mentions two things over here. At that time, engage in the dhikr of Allah. Ya dhikr, as mentioned, it's something that we need to fulfill the rights of Allah, the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu mutin dhakirun. Every person who obeys Allah is a dhakir. And وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. That person who turns away from a dhikr, as Mawlana mentioned, that a person has ghaflat, becomes negligent of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens? فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Then this person has a very constrained life. The earth, even though it's very, very vast, becomes very tight for him. And he feels that nothing is going to happen, nothing is going to help me. Why? Because of his gunas. And the second thing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says that adopt humbleness. In other words, become the true servant of him. Bring abdiyat into your life. Become the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring inkisari, humbleness, tawadu. Man tawada lillah rafa. A person who makes tawadu for the pleasure of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will elevate him. Allah Ta'ala will make us shine, inshallah, in our country as well. The people will look at us with mercy, inshallah. And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith continues, that if a person does this, then I will protect him from all types of tyranny and of oppression. And as the Shaykh rahmatullahi has mentioned, that كَمَا تَكُونُونَ كَذَلِكَ يُؤَمَّرُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Just as you are because of your actions, because of your actions, so many leaders will be appointed over you. It is mentioned in Arabic adage that أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُمَّالُكُمْ. Your actions are, your leaders are a reflection of all your actions. In other words, if you do good actions, Allah Ta'ala will appoint good leaders of us and will send favorable conditions upon us. But on the other hand, if a person commits gunas and he remains all kinds of gunas and sins, then likewise all evil people will be appointed over us. That is why it is very, very important to make this dua as well. Allahumma la tusallit alayna bidhunubina man la yarhamuna. That, O Allah, do not appoint over us such leaders who will cause oppression to us, evil to us, because of our gunas. Because of our sins. Here the word bidhunubina is mentioned over here. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضَ مِمَا كَانُ يَكْسِبُونَ. In this way, you will cause people to become authority over others and meet out all types of injustices, all types of tyranny, because of بِمَا كَانُ يَكْسِبُونَ, because of the actions they have done. As Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, that on one occasion, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the sign of your happiness? So Musa, Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, that at the time of sowing the seeds, then I send down my rain. I send down my rain. And at the time of harvesting, then I withdraw my rain. In other words, it become easy for the people, the farmers, to now harvest the crops. And the administrative affairs of the country, I put it into those people who are soft-hearted, who are good people, who are kind. And the financial situation, I put it into the hands of those people who are very generous. Thereafter he asked, O Allah, what is the sign of your unhappiness? So he said, at the time of sowing your seeds, at that time I withdraw my rain. And at the time of harvesting, then I send down the rain. So this, no crops can be harvested. There will be floods. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that I put the administrative affairs into cruel people. These people are cruel and they will meet out all types of injustice, all types of tyranny. And the finance will be in the hands of those people who are very, very stingy. So today we are complaining that those of our authority over us, they are incompetent, what's going to happen, etc. The change of government, they can change hands very quickly. So the ideal thing and the bottom line is we need to come right. If we become right, our amal become right, we strengthen our iman, inshaAllah, then Allah Ta'ala will appoint good leaders of us. One aspect I forgot to mention this morning as well, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, that one of the also nahusat consequences of gunas, ghallat as'aruha, that commodities become very, very expensive. Today everyone is complaining the cost of living. The petrol price is increasing all the time. What's going to happen to the poor? He's already thinking about the poor, but he's not worried about them. He's more worried about himself. But now everyone is complaining. So when a person does good deeds, inshallah, the person humbles himself, engages in ibadat, in dua, inshallah, then Allah Ta'ala will send favorable conditions. I would like to end up with one more thing, which I never mentioned this morning. Our Hazrat Daun Barakatuh mentioned a few times, that what will draw the people towards Islam? It is our akhlaq. And he mentions that we have sometimes maids that are shining our toilets. But Allah Ta'ala didn't give us the tawfiq of shining the hearts with iman. We have people in our businesses who are enriching us with the commodities of this world, with the rands and cents. But Allah never give us the tawfiq of enriching them and showing them this beautiful deen of iman and Islam. So we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this akhlaq respectively will bring people closer towards the deen of Islam. Because we will find our salah is restricted. All of us here in the masjid. The kuffar are not watching us. The month of Ramadan is fasting. It is the secret between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah ta'ala knows we are fasting. Zakat we give to those recipients who are Muslims. Hajj is performed in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara, where Muslims are not to be found. But what will bring them closer towards Islam is that our akhlaq. And I mentioned this in Durban as well, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that he had about 7 or 8 maids that came to work for him. So a person might think, oh, what happened? One maid came, another maid, they never made it. But alhamdulillah, each one of them, when they came with the zulumat of kufr. And each one of them left with the noor of iman. This was the akhlaq of my Patel Sahib. Allah imbibe us, all of us, inshallah, with this akhlaq. And we also, very, very important, we need to make dua for the people of hidayat of our country. All of us that is making dua, conditions will come good for us. But I'm thinking, look at a broader picture, that these people, they need this hidayat. If hidayat, noor comes, of iman comes into their heart, then Allah Ta'ala will make this life of this dunya, the qabr, and the yaqt successful for them as well. Allah Ta'ala give us a perfect inshaAllah.